This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's another world record breaking hero here on Office Hours. I've known this guy for a while. We did a challenge together during COVID. He ran a mile and added a mile every day. I ran 1 yard and averaged one more yard every day. I don't know why it was more difficult for me come those last week than Colin O'Brady, a New York Times bestselling author of a book that changed my life. And it changed my life originally just by curiosity of the title. It was called The 12-Hour Walk, and it had a guarantee to it that within this 12 hours, somehow in one day or a half a day, if you believe in man-made constructive time, you could conquer your mind and unlock your best life, your potential. And I said, I don't have 12 hours to trust Colin O'Brady to do this, then what am I here for? I mean, for God's sake, I ran a yard a day and kept on adding one for him. I might as well walk 12 hours. It was better than I anticipated. And the question I've been dying to ask you, brother, welcome, by the way, to Office Hours, Colin O'Brady.
Thanks for having me, brother. Always good to see you.
Great to see you. Why does it work? Like, I mean, I meditate, I work out, although some people would argue not very well, I guess, but I work out every day, but I've never experienced something like that in all the different things that I participated.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I'm not there in person with you guys today. I'm actually in Punta Arenas, Chile, getting ready to embark on another expedition to Antarctica. Antarctica being, as you know, the place that I dreamed up the 12-hour walk. I realized people aren't going to go to Antarctica and walk around and freeze their butt off by themselves, but I realized I could bring back some of that wisdom from the ice to any city around the world. Why does a 12-hour walk work? Well, it's a very simple prescription. Of course, there's a book that explains it all, but I can also explain it in a sentence or two, which is a call to action to say, turn off your podcast, turn off your music, walk out your front door and spend 12 hours walking in silence. Now people might say, but I can't walk that long. I'm not trained. I don't care. Take as many breaks as you want. I don't care if you walk a mile or 50 miles, but why does it work? It works for every single person because in our digital world, and look, I love it. I've got my iPhone right here. I love my iPhone. You know, I love social media, et cetera, but we're a little bit too plugged in. Some of the time. And so to take a day alone in your mind and your thoughts, there's a lot of science behind what happens out there with the right left movement, just being outside, breathing fresh air. But time and time and time again, I hear people say, you know, hour one was tough, hour three was tough. And although my feet got more tired by hour nine or hour 10, all of a sudden my mind clicked in. There was solitude, there was silence, there was stillness. And it brought forth some of my most creativity and most profound thoughts that I've had in years and years. And so it's a simple prescription, but it's very powerful.
Minister.
Great to meet you, Colin, and I'm blown away by this unbelievable resume that you have in your body of work, and I'm so inspired because as somebody who started a restaurant chain called Everbowl with the purpose of helping people eat better, because I think it's easier to prevent illness than cure it, learning about your partnership that you're doing with Dr. Hyman and how you're doing the longitudinal study on the blood work to optimize longevity and health. What have you kind of learned during that process being at the highest level as an athlete on your blood work and how to optimize your health? Because obviously for a lot of everyday people, they may look at you and say, that's excessive. But you're actually pushing your body to the absolute boundary every single day as you embark on your next world record that you're about to do in June. What have you learned through that study with Dr. Hyman and kind of what are your goals to get out of that?
Yeah, what's amazing is, sure, I push my body to extremes. You know, I've set 10 world records. I was the first person to walk across Antarctica solo. But what I love to bring back from all of these adventures is things that every single person can take in their daily life. They don't have to be walking across a continent, like I said, for the 12-hour walk. That's why it's powerful. The same goes through for this blood work that I'm doing. So I don't know if you guys have heard of a company called Function Health, but I'm super, super bullish on them. It's a company where without a doctor, you basically can sign up and they'll put you into any Quest lab. And in one day, you can go get 26 vials of blood. It sounds like a lot, but it's less than if you were donating blood. And within a matter of a few days, you get back hundreds hundreds of biomarkers on your blood. And so through Function Health, and then Dr. Mark Hyman, who's a friend, but also a co-founder of the business, he's been analyzing my blood work. And so that when I go on my world record project, we're not just looking at, a few different data points. We're looking at thousands, if hundreds, if not thousands of data points to optimize my health. What I love about it, and what we're sharing with this partnership with Function Health and Dr. Hyman, we're doing these kind of live chats, kind of opening up the hood on myobiometrics, is not to say like, oh, hey, Colin's doing this at the most elite level. It's actually to say like, hey, here's thousands of data points Colin has on his body and his health, and you too can go get that. So I'm really bullish on this because I think it is all about, you guys are all talking about lifespan, health span, how can live the best and most optimized life. I don't know about you guys, but I want to be here for a long time, not just doing world records, but living life to the absolute fullest. And that completely starts with health. I'm sure that's why you started the food chain that you mentioned, the restaurant chain. I'm really excited about it. It's crazy. These guys are blowing up. They've only been around for like a year or two. They've already got like 100,000 person wait list. They've actually given me a code that I can throw out there, which is a Colin100. It kind of skips you to the front of the line of Function Health for people that are interested. But anyways, for me, I share that only to say, I think that basically being able to know what's going on under the hood of our bodies can make the absolute difference. I'm here in Punta Arenas, Chile right now, getting ready to embark on Antarctica, another expedition down there, and I optimize my food and nutrition for that expedition, knowing what I know about my body. But if you're just an everyday person trying to get after it, trying to live a healthy life, like, it's massive what we can find out. And it's also massive what, traditional medicine misses. We don't get all these biometrics and data points. We don't know how to optimize, 1% here, 1% there. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it makes a huge difference. And that's been a huge part of my process to high performance.
Your cells are yourselves. And there's so much data and technology now. We'll work our way down to Dr. Sean Dill even. But Brett, have you done any of this type of work? I know being middle-aged men, we have to be even more careful in preventing disease and seeing those biomarkers of where the disease exists or could exist.
Well, as I turn 50, and I hang out with my 19 and 20 year olds, I'm mentally 20 years old, but physically, it's that's taken a toll. But Colin, fascinating story, and you talk a lot about it. I'm Rhett Power, by the way, and I run a company called Accountability Inc. But I'm really fascinated by you talk a lot about finding out what's under the hood. And you're working with Mark Hyman on, it's Function Health, right? What I'm really curious about is the physical is important, but the mental, the under the hood of the mental space, because what you've gone through, the way you push your body, you've got to have some really fascinating self-talk. And I'd love to understand your self-talk when you've pushed your body beyond what you think you can do. How do you keep going? How do you keep that self-talk and that your brain from shutting down and quitting? How do you do that? Because I think it limits, self-talk limits us. The way we talk to ourselves and the way we respond to adversity and to pain and to difficulty is what sets, people who have great self-talk and who can push further, they're the people who really do amazing things in this world. Clearly you fall into that category because most of us have self-talk that limits us. How do you do that?
It's a great question. I love to say that the most important muscle any of us have is the 6 inches between our ears. And I say that word muscle intentionally because just like, getting your abs ripped, your biceps big, you got to go to the gym. You got to take it to the mental gym. You got to do the mental reps on the bench press. It's not something that we're just born with. It's not some innate quality, mental toughness or resilience. It's something that I consistently work at. But what's beautiful about that, it's something that every single person on this planet has access to. You talk about limiting self-beliefs. The entire book of the 12-hour walk is actually written about that. And I'll go back to David's opening question about the 12-hour walk. People might be tuning in right now, listening to this. People go, I'm not going to walk for 12 hours. Like, be aware of that negative loop. Like, what happened there? Like, why not? well, that's too hard. I might be uncomfortable. I don't like doing stuff like that. Or even further, turn off your music, turn off your podcast. Oh, wow, I have to listen to my own thoughts for 12 hours. It's funny how we never actually listen to that. We're trying to continually distract ourselves. And the 12-hour walk is a exercise, not of really the body, but more than anything of the mind, to see what those limiting beliefs are that come up. But one thing for me that I love to share here is, you know, as I've crossed Antarctica solo, as I rode a boat across Drake Passage, as I embark on these other world record breaking expeditions, they are intentionally uncomfortable at times. I'm pushing my body to a place of discomfort, absolutely. But I started to think about life kind of on the spectrum of 1 to 10. So 1 being our low moments, right? Like that's heartbreak. That's getting in a bad accident, being physically injured, you know, maybe even the loss of a loved one, right? You know, those are the hardest moments in life. And 10 are high highs, you know, peak moments, falling in love, or for me, a moment when I finished, you know, big expedition, set a world record, you know, triumphant moment, 10. We want all of these 10s in life, but we actually are hedging against the ones. Like, I don't want any ones. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. But where that mostly leads people is I realize that my ones and tens are connected. My 10 moments didn't come in spite of my ones. They've come because of my ones. Crossing Antarctica solo and touching that post on the other end and being triumphant, and that only became because I was uncomfortable. I was out there in those freezing conditions. I was alone. I was starving. It was challenging. But I worked through those and got to the tens. And so two things I'll say is too often people sit in what I call the zone of comfortable complacency, right? Between 4 and 6. We all have the friend that just goes to this job, doesn't love it, doesn't hate it, but just a 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 365 fives in a row doesn't really lead up to kind of squeezing the full juice of life. But often people get stuck in that zone of comfortable complacency because they're so afraid to experience those ones. And so kind of a reframe that I talk about, I do a lot of public speaking. I have this methodology that I call the go beyond method. And the very first principle, there's 5 principles. I won't share them all, but the first principle is what I say is embrace the ones and 10. Embrace your ones and your 10s. And that's a mental reframe to your question about mindset, which is when we feel that discomfort, our first thought just naturally as humans is to be like, I don't want this. I don't want to feel uncomfortable, that this is bad. But for me now, when I start to feel those ones, those twos, those threes, I'm not super stoked about it. It's not like I just want to live in the ones, but I start to smile. I start to embrace the ones. I go, I'm feeling a one. That must mean I've unlocked the doorway to a 10.
So true. And Sean, I don't know if you know this, but 80% of your self-talk is proven to be negative. 90% is repetitive. So think about what I found in the 12-hour walk. Studying Einstein and understanding stillness and the utilization of the simultaneous time that exists when we're all still compared to the velocity and relativity that creates more judgments and conditions. So that's self-talk, and to be still, you don't have to kill yourself like Colin or almost kill yourself like Colin or set world records, but to find a methodology to understand the relationship between 1 and 10 and stillness is an exponential factor in happiness, your mental health. Yeah. Dr. Dill, I'm sure you have a lot to say.
I'm fascinated by this, Colin, and so thank you so much for sharing with us today. From my work with the Well Infused franchise, where we began to think about what lies beyond. I love the work with the blood, looking inside, but I always tell people, we don't really have a lot of data about long-term effects of these things that we're doing. We don't know exactly what's happening. But you brought up something great. The book is called The 12-Hour Walk, Invest One Day, Conquer Your Mind, and Unlock Your Best Life. And you shared that many people along the way, something clicks. You said something clicks mentally. And I love the fact that we are now embracing this unknown, but I'd love to get your take on the unknown. What's on the other side when something clicks? What is that? Where are you as you've conquered 10 world records and that something clicks? It's kind of like a discussion of like the afterlife. What's on the other side when we've actually gotten to that place where maybe we've quieted all the self-talk, we've quieted all the negativity, we've unplugged, and we're in that space. What are we chasing through the 12-hour walk?
You know, some people might say that that's flow state. Stephen Kotler's done an incredible job of, you know, bringing that idea to the mainstream. Flow state, something that I've hit, but I'll go one step deeper or just a little bit broader, which is I think that what we find on the other side of that is our actual essence, our own pure essence. And that's different for me than it is for you or any of you guys sitting up there, anyone tuning in. But it's funny, man. Like in this day and age, like I said before, we have the ability to constantly distract ourselves from ourselves. I recently, about 9 months ago, I did something called a darkness retreat. So I actually went into a cave alone by myself, pure black, for an entire week. That might sound ridiculous. So dark that you couldn't even see your hand an inch in front of your face, right? Wow. Pure darkness. When you're alone like that for a week, all you've got is your own thoughts and your own mind. That's it. Literally no ability to distract yourself. And I won't get too far out there on this call. I know we got a little bit of time left, but it's crazy to see what your mind loops on. To David's point, you know, we loop just on the 90% of it's repetitive, just like over and over and over and over again, these same thought processes. But here's the thing, what we're chasing in the 12-hour walk or a darkness retreat or a meditation or a yoga class, it doesn't have to be these extreme things that I do, is getting back to the pureness of our essence. I love to ask people this question. You know, I say, you know, when I was a little kid, I always dreamed of climbing a Mount Everest. Didn't know how I was going to get there. Didn't know how I was going to afford it. And I'm fortunate this phase that I've summited that mountain twice. Beautiful experiences both times. But then I put that to people. I say, so what's your Everest? And some people have an answer. You know, you guys are all entrepreneurs, you know, passionate. Oh, I want to build this. I want to create this. You know, that's why David and I are pals, because we're both out always chasing, pushing the limits in our own world. But the vast majority of people, it's wild, look back at me sometimes and go, well, what if I don't know what my Everest is? And what I hear in that question is, I haven't taken enough time in the stillness to even have a sense of what lights me up, to have a sense of what I'm passionate about, a sense what's driving me. And that doesn't have to be external reward or material success. It can be much more subtle than that. Happiness, gratitude, bliss, peace, right? But we so rarely take the time to actually explore that. And so what clicks for people on the other side of the 12-hour walk or stillness they found any other ways is, I think, a tapping back into who they really are without distractions. Who am I? And that person maybe can be a little bit scary, might not be the person looking back at you in the mirror. But what also clicks for people is they go, here's who I am right now. But that stillness makes you realize I have the power to change this, because these inner thoughts, I'm generating them. This is me. This is what's creating this. So if the negativity is packing you down a negative path, oh wait, the stillness and the silence makes you realize, oh, I can push this in another direction. I love to say, in life, pain is mandatory, but suffering is optional. And a lot of that suffering comes from the way that we perceive things. And so if you switch that mindset, you can really achieve anything that you set your mind to.
So interesting. I study theoretical physics without actually practicing physics, quantum physics, or metaphysics, or applied mathematics, which means you don't have to understand how to do the math, but how to apply the math. What I love about Colin O'Brady is I call it applied experience, because there's no way in hell I'm sitting in a cave, dark cave. I won't come out. First of all, other bears will probably think I'm a bear and just cuddle up with me, and that'd be a complete hibernation. But more importantly, I think it's okay, as you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, executive, world record holder, an author, a speaker, a coach, to utilize applied experience. You don't have to do everything yourself. You just have to find the people and then take what resonates with you and apply it to your activity of what your essence is, your skills, your knowledge, and your desire. And that's what I love about my friend Colin O'Brady, world record holder, New York Times bestseller, but all around really good guy. Thank you for taking your time, hero. We'll see you soon. Next time, promise me it'll be in person.
Sounds good. We'll do it in person. I leave tomorrow to go back to the Antarctic ice to try to set a speed record from going to the coast of Antarctica to the pole. So I'll be alone in my thoughts and my own brain. So hopefully I could take some of my own advice from today and apply it over the next month down there.
You can borrow my sweater if you need it.
Does it take more than 12 hours?
I was born with it. I don't take more than 12 hours. Congratulations, Colin O'Brady, an incredible explorer here on Office Hours.